Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Total Transport Systems Limited Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Makran Pradhan, Managing Director, Mr. Shrikant Nibhande, CFO and Director, Mr. Bhavik Trivedi, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectation. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Makran Pradhan for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. This is Makran Pradhan. Good morning, everyone, and I appreciate your presence at today's Total Transport Systems Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. I trust that you all had a chance to review the investors' presentation and financial results which are accessible on the NSE website. To begin, I would like to start with an overview of the economic outlook and an update on the logistics sector. India's economy is set to grow at 6.4% in the year 2026, supported by strong infrastructure spending and policy stability. Inflation is expected to be moderate to 4.2%, while the fiscal deficit is targeted at 4.5% of GDP, ensuring a balanced approach to growth. The government remains committed to capital expenditure with a 15% increase in infrastructure investment, particularly in port development, shipping, and multimodal logistics, benefiting the entire maritime and trade sectors. While tax revenues are projected to grow moderately, with net tax revenue expected to rise by 9%, increased public borrowings of 11.8 trillion will support infrastructure expansion. The push supports connectivity and efficiency improvements and the national logistic initiatives will be key to sustaining trade competitiveness. On the monetary front, the repo rate is expected to ease to 5.75%, supporting credit availability and reducing borrowing costs. The Indian rupee is projected to average at 87.6 per US dollar, while crude oil prices are expected to stabilize at US$80 per barrel, providing cost predictability for maritime trade and logistics. India's port sector continues to expand with increased container traffic and improved operational efficiency. Aligning with global trade demand, the current account deficit of 1.5% of GDP is expected to remain manageable, reflecting a stable trade environment. Logistics sector update. India's logistics sector has shown steady growth in freight and cargo movements over the past 3 months, primarily driven by increased trade activity at port and stable transportation costs. GST e-way bill volume saw a 5.5% month-on-month increase in January 2025, marking the strongest growth since October 2023. Port operations remained robust with overall volumes increased by 6% year-on-year, while container volumes surged 15% year-on-year, likely influenced by business expanding shipments ahead of anticipated higher U.S. tariffs. Despite this, on a year-to-date basis, port and container volumes remained relatively moderate, growing by 3% and 6% year-on-year respectively. Also, in the container shipping market, we continue to experience price decline, with rates falling 10% in the last 3 months and nearly 50% from the July 2024 high, reflecting easing supply chain bottlenecks, allowing for greater cost efficiency in ocean transport. Additionally, aviation turbine fuel prices remain stable in January 2025, down 23% from their peak in October 2023, helping manage air freight operational expenses. Despite some global uncertainty, India's logistics sector remains resilient with ongoing infrastructure advancements under the National Logistics Policy and Gati Shakti Program, improving efficiency in freight movement as multimodal connectivity strengthens and port handling capacity expands. The sector is well positioned for sustaining long-term growth and improved trade efficiency in the coming months.
Thank you, Mr. Pradhan. Just to give you
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Can you please come closer to the mic and speak?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, clear now.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm Srikant Nibande. I'm Executive Director and CEO of the company. So Total Transport, we continue a growth of quarter 3, 25, building on the momentum from the previous quarter with strong performance and across key logistics players. In a little consolidation, export volume remained robust at 67,767 metric tons, ensuring stability in the overall global trade flows. Our efficient consolidation network driving us consistent volume and reinforcing its our leadership in this segment. Full load containers freight forwarding saw a 9% quarter-to-quarter increase in exports, rising from 3,485 TEUs in quarter 2 in FY25 to 3,782 TEUs in quarter 3 FY25. This reflects growing demand for the full content load shipments. Air cargo freight segment witnessed remarkable growth, with export volume surging 52% from quarter to quarter to 72 tons to FY25, and now it's 414 tons in quarter 3 of FY25. This strong upward trend highlights the company's increasing market share in international air cargo movement. With continued expansion of operational efficiency, Total Transport Systems Limited is positioned with sustained growth, capitalizing on rising global trade and evolving some many logistics opportunities across the country. Company's financials for the quarter 3, we have maintained a solid financial performance, demonstrating steady growth across various key metrics. Revenues to for the quarter stood at 145 crores, reflecting 63.9% on YOY growth compared to Q3 in 24. For 9 months, FY25, revenue reached 427 crores, making 56.5% year-on-year increase. EBITDA for the quarter 3 FY25 grew 5.7 crores, 2.6x increase year-on-year, indicating highest operational efficiency. EBITDA margin improved to 3.9%, expanding 143 basis points year-on-year and 176 basis points on quarter-to-quarter, reflecting a better cost management and cost control measures what we have taken for the this nine-month period. EBITDA has reached to 11.9 crores, which is 58.7% increase year-on-year. During quarter 3 of financial year 24-25, profit after tax has increased to 3.3 crores, reflecting 2x YOY growth, when PAT for the 9 months period stood at 7.6 crores at 44.6% increase. The PAT margin improved to 2.3% in FY25, which is 44 basis points increase by, on the year-on-year, and for the quarter it's 82 basis points. These results highlights consistent financial growth backed by operational efficiency and introduction of new technology, which is helping us to improve our profitability. The company remains focused on the sustainable growth and financial discipline to drive long-term value. With this, I conclude my speech and welcome to your questions and any other things you would like to ask us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is with respect to the multimodal business. Can you guide what sort of revenue growth and volume growth are we seeing for next financial year FY26? And also, how do we see the realizations going ahead? And also, if you could guide on EBITDA margins as well. Thank you.
Hi. What we are looking at, we are closer to the budget, we are looking at close to 12-15% growth in the multimodal business, both for LCL and for FCL, so we see around 20-25% growth. So this is what we plan to have in the next financial year. Your other question was the EBITDA margin. I mean, today it is at 3.9%, and I think we should be able to maintain that in the next financial year also.
Got it. Any comments on realization? You said realizations are going down for last 2-3 quarters. How do we see realizations going ahead?
Realization means recovery of the thing. Outstanding?
No, the realizations for the shipping rates, I believe.
I haven't understood your question. Can you just be a little more specific on what is realization? What does realization mean to you?
The realization is basically your revenues divided by the volumes that you are doing.
I think the realization has improved.
Okay.
Realization is in correlation with the freight levels.
I think you had made a statement that the rates have been falling for last few quarters.
But we have been able to maintain because of the new services that we have come up for LCL.
Okay, but specifically your realizations, you expect them to be steady for next few quarters going ahead?
I think so. For the next three quarters at least, this should be the same.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, until if there is any geopolitical situation changing, then I wouldn't be able to stand by it. But if this goes as per what it is today, I think the realization will be more or less similar.
Got it. I also have a question on Abhilaya. Could you also share what sort of revenue targets do you have for Abhilaya? And also, when do we see this business breaking even?
Revenue for this financial will be closing close to 103 crores top line. And there will be losses at the PBT level too. Mainly these 3PL logistics and some dark stores, what we have started, which is the volumes is not picking up because we have to operate in the multiple cities. We are just operating in Mumbai. Now we have to, because the customer base is more or less same, and they have various shipments at the various locations like Mumbai, Bangalore, Delhi, then Hyderabad, Pune, and Chennai. So unless we have to have some other arrangements, it's a very tough situation to increase the volume. At the moment, we are doing it 3,000 plus shipments a day. But still, we need to do a lot to begin the breaking even. So we are curtailing down this 3PL for some time. And because this requires a lot of, again, the funding arrangements for which we have to expand in various locations. So we are focusing only mainly on the our vendor business, which is Amazon, Flipkart, and other small e-commerce operator companies. And we'll be participating with Amazon on their quick commerce deliveries, which they are coming up from April onwards. So those areas we'll be focusing now, and hopefully curtailing down this 3PL logistics and additional business from the Amazon. Next financial year definitely will be breaking even and anticipating a top line of close to 117 to 120 crores will be achievable.
Got it. And just a follow-up on Abhilaya, for on a longer-term perspective, what sort of EBITDA margins can this business do on a sustainable basis? And for the same, what sort of revenue levels will the company will have to achieve?
See, EBITDA margin will be around close to 4 to 5% on that basis. We need to have more funding arrangements to be done to expand the activities like dark stores. We need to start again in various locations. And because this really gives us some revenue, but it requires funding and burning for at least a year. In second financial year onwards, we can do the break-even, and third, we can start making money. So this is our plan, and we are looking for some fund arrangements from either some private equity fund as well as through other sources also. So hopefully, once that gets to this EBITDA, the top line, if you can plan, provided we get a fund, then we can really achieve more than 200 crore turnover by next financial year.
That is 200, I believe 120 crores you said for FY26 for Abhilaya, and 200 crores you are targeting for FY27. Am I correct?
Yes. Provided we arrange some funding arrangements with our source or some private equity investor or maybe another investor.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Madhu Sharma from SK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, what factor contributed to... What measures are being taken to improve EBITDA margin in the upcoming quarters?
Ma'am, would you like to speak a little slowly because the voice is breaking in between?
Okay. So what measures are being taken to improve EBITDA margin in the upcoming quarter?
Improves in EBITDA margin, of course, the freight levels for the high for the first and second quarter for this financial year, which really help us to say selling rates were high. After that, operational efficiency, what we achieved is to have more density in our consolidation business. The containers, what we are stuffing it, earlier used to close it maybe 58 cubic meters or in the 40 feet container, which is we now achieving more than 61 cubic meters. So higher density, which is improvisation of our productivity, is helping us to achieve, more higher EBITDA margin.
Yes, sir. And sir, given the strong 9 months financial performance, what strategy are in place to sustain this growth in FY26?
The strategies, look, we are more focusing on the full load containers business at various locations where we have offices on pan-India level. more from the Gujarat side, more from the Calcutta side, I mean West Bengal side, more from Tamil Nadu and the South India side. So we are targeting more customers, and with our goodwill and reputation, getting some more cargoes from various locations. So focusing more on the full load containers are really helping us a lot to have more buying, or you say the negotiating capacity with the shipping lines for the better contract rates for the annually. Secondly, for the air cargo, we had made some strategic partnership with two companies here in India, so which is adding up our the volumes for the air cargo too.
Oh yes, sir. And sir, about the Avalaya business, we have seen a good growth there. So which regions or which particular sector are we seeing the growth coming in from?
Growth, majorly I mentioned that there is a big growth in this Amazon Flipkart business because Diwali was quite good. We achieved more than 4.5 million shipments in that particular month itself, which is then pushing us to give us some profitability also that year. Furthermore, Amazon is now will be some partnering with them for their quick commerce business, which they are going to launch in the month of April. So that will also be giving us support in our activity where we already have our own setup and people out to monitor the business and this, which will help us to add a top line as well as give us some decent EBITDA on that business too.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participants who wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question.
How many participants?
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, on behalf of Total Transport Systems Limited, we would like to formally conclude this Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. We sincerely appreciate your participants in this event, and we kindly request that you now disconnect your lines. Thank you for your time and engagement. Thank you.